February 9, 1919 Concerns of Louisa. Jesus tells her that he has chosen her from eternity for the sanctity of living in the divine will. I continued to talk about what is written on January 29. I was saying to my sweet Jesus, how is it possible that I am the second link of connection with your humanity? There are souls so dear to you, under whose feet I do not deserve to be. And then, there is your inseparable mama, who occupies the first place in everything and over everything. It seems to me, my sweet love, that you really want to tell me lies. Yet, I am forced by obedience, with the cruelest torment of my soul, to put it on paper. My Jesus, have pity on my hard martyrdom. While I was saying this, my always lovable Jesus, caressing me, told me, my daughter, why do you trouble yourself? Isn't perhaps my usual way to elect from the destined to form great portents of grace? All the honor is mine, and the weaker and lower is the subject, the more I am glorified. And then, my mama does not enter into the secondary part of my love, of my will. Rather, she forms one single link with me. It is also certain that I have souls most dear to me, but this does not exclude that I may elect one rather than another to the height of an office, and not only of an office, but to such height of sanctity as befits the living in my will. The graces which were not necessary to others, whom I did not call to live in this immensity of sanctity of my will, are necessary for you, whom I elected from eternity. In these most sad times I chose you so that, by living in my will, you would give me divine love, divine reparation and satisfaction, which can be found only in the living in my will. The times, my love and my will required a greater display of love in the midst of so much human evil. Am I perhaps not free to do whatever I want? Can anybody perhaps bind me? No, no. Therefore, calm yourself and be faithful to me.